is Joy Shashinsky, and I have kind of a less comical story. The only thing I've ever created in my life is a great relationship with my dog. I sell advertising for City Paper, so if anybody wants to buy anything, I'll be giving out cards later. I also sell real estate in Hamden, so if you're looking for a good realtor. The only thing I've ever created is a great relationship with this dog. I was living in Charles Village about 10 years ago, and I'm looking out my back window one day when I'm getting ready to go to photography class to go be creative, and I see this dog, and it's outside, and I've seen it for the last 2 weeks, and it was right after, I don't know if you remember, Hurricane Floyd, and it just rained for like 2 weeks in Baltimore, and I saw this dog outside every single day, and it was looking for food. Anyway, I see it across the street, and I was living on the 30th block of St. Paul, and it's drinking out of something, and I can't figure out what it is. It's a broken bottle of Midori, and it was a frat house that all the trash was in front of, and I walk outside, and this dog comes running towards me, and I'm like, ooh, that's a kind of a scary-looking pit bull. Does anybody here have a pit bull? All right. So I'm a little bit nervous, never owned a dog in my life, and this dog comes running up to me. Not only does it run up to me, but I'm getting ready to get in my Ford Taurus, which was such a cool car to have in college. And I'm going to put my camera, all my photography equipment in the back of the car, and I open the door, and this dog runs towards me and jumps in the car. And I'm like, crap, there's a pit bull in my car. So I'm kind of nervous, and one of my neighbors walks over, and he's like, oh, my gosh, is that your dog? And I say, well, no, it's not my dog. It just sort of hopped in my car. He says, well, I've been trying to feed this dog for 2 weeks, but it doesn't like men. Will you take it to the SPCA? And I look at it, and I'm thinking, it's in my car, and it's a pit bull. And I'm just not so sure about this. So anyway, I'm like 19. I'm not that smart. So I'm like, it's kind of cute. Its ear goes up like this on one side. The other ear goes like this. I'm like, it couldn't be that bad. So I get in the car. I drive over to the SPCA, totally ditch class. And I realize that the SPCA is closed. So I call a friend who's volunteering there, and I say, hey, you know, I got this dog in the car, and I want to drop it off. Can you pick it up? Whatever. Oh, the SPCA doesn't take pit bulls at this point. Oh. So I'm stuck with this dog. Anyway, it has cigarette burns in its leg, broken leg. It's got a chain embedded in its neck. And so I'm like, I'm going to bring it to my apartment. So I decided to ditch photography class. I go to Mount Royal Tavern. I have a couple of drinks. I got some liquid courage. I'm like, okay, the dog sat in the car the whole time. It hasn't destroyed anything. I'm fine. I go to let the dog into my apartment, and it hides behind the chair. It stays there for 4 days. It doesn't move. It doesn't do anything. It just hides behind this chair. Anyway, I take it out. I realize that it doesn't know how to go to the bathroom outside. It doesn't know how to walk on a leash. It's been very much abused. Anyway, after years and years and years of rehab and many behavioral lessons with this dog, it's the best dog ever. The dog is 13. It's living with me, and I have the most fantastic relationship with this dog. If anybody's ever owned a pit bull, they're the most loyal, loving dogs ever. And so that's the only thing in my life I've ever created since I'm a salesperson. So if you would like to buy a house and help me support my pit bull, who's 13 and has had many surgeries, go ahead and do it. I'll have cards outside. Thank you, guys.